Okay, so only 10% of all the applications we get are ever funded. It's very competitive. And then of those that are funded, only a small percentage do we actually get in my department, the communications department, and publish it through the Department of Justice. So you've just spent 2 or 3 years doing research. You know everything about your data. You know how many of this and how many of that, and you know how this analysis was done, and you had a whole team of people involved. But really, what you have to do now, if NIJ decides to publish your work, is you have to distill it to the bottom line, because the chief of police, he doesn't really care how big your N was, and he doesn't really care what your methods were. He wants to know, how's it going to help me catch those bad guys? How's it going to help me prosecute more cases? How's it going to help me clear the backlog in my labs? How's it going to help me do my job better? So you really have to think about your audience. Who cares? Why they care? And then you have to break it down into bite-sized pieces. Usually your research is complicated and intertwined, and it can be pretty messy. But when you are talking to a member of Congress who's dealing with healthcare issues, education issues, transportation, bridges falling down, he needs it in the simplest, most straightforward manner possible. So break your research into small pieces. I have a little example of how this sometimes this helps. What do I do? Push this one here? Which one do I?
You can do the cursor. Yeah.
This is a mind map. It's sort of like what your research looks like. You've got this little big piece up here about what happened in Michigan, and you've got this piece down here about the young girls, and you've got a section over here about boys, and you got a section over here about corrections. So you have to see how they're all interconnected here and get down to the heart of the matter and tell one little piece of the story. Here's another example. There's a whole bunch of mind maps. Just Google mind maps and you'll see a whole bunch of them. But I like to show this example because I think it's a good way of trying to organize all the pieces and all the messages you have for many different audiences. It's possible that you might have one message for corrections officials and a different message for prosecutors and a different message for the victim advocates. So your messages can be different for different audiences, and we're happy at NIJ to publish different things for different audiences. So this slide is an example of several of the different kinds of options we have for distribution of your research. We have web and print publishing. Those are the kind of the hardcore things. We've got a very routinized way of doing print, and we're getting more and more routinized about how we do our website. We have web topic pages that synthesize collections of research topics. We have the NIJ Journal. That's our magazine. There's copies of it here at the conference. We do a lot of training material. We write chapter books. I mean, this is a perfect example. If you have, we did one recently on drug courts, and there was a chapter for the drug court administrator. There was a chapter for the judge. There was a chapter for the treatment provider and so forth. So there were different messages for different audiences, and we did that one in a chapter book. More and more, as I think Bernie said this, we're partnering with associations to get into their magazines and newsletters, because many of practitioners will trust their associations, their policing associations or their governor's association. They read those magazines more than they might read a federal government publication. So if we get into their products, we get the message targeted to the right people faster. We do a number of different kinds of reports, special reports, research and brief reports, research for practice, and so forth. We do webinars with researchers and practitioners talking to each other. We have a very nice partnership with Harvard Innovators Network, in which researchers, practitioners, and policymakers discuss the issues and the points of view that the research can help each one of those policymakers or practitioners. And research for the real-world seminars, Chris Rose this morning in her opening remarks talked about Ed Latessa's research in the real-world seminar recently. They're very popular. Go check them out on our website. Conferences and networking, huge for us. We have a lot of workshops and meetings and technical working groups and conferences like this one. We are getting better and better at reaching bloggers. Again, a lot of people will get into a niche market. Cops do this a lot. They really trust other cops. So blogging cops are where we want to be. We want to have your research in those blogs. Press and Capitol Hill is not handled by NIJ's communications division. It's handled by the Office of Justice Programs Public Affairs. But we do, this administration is very open to having researchers come up and talk about the science and how it can improve policy and practice. Just, I guess it was last week, Chris Rose and someone from our staff, Kathy Browning and Mark Nelson, went up to the Hill to brief them on the Making Sense of the DNA Backlog story. So briefing Capitol Hill is really a great way for us to get your research to the policymakers who are making decisions about money and policies. And, of course, we love to be in the press all the time. Last week, there was a death investigation study, death investigation workshop out in Arizona, looking at trying to develop standardized ways of investigating death case. I guess it's not just homicide; it's any kind of death, right? Yeah. For the first time ever, coroners and medical examiners were brought together in the same room to talk about how they do business. They do business differently in different states, and they do it differently if you're a coroner and if you're a medical examiner. So it's a big issue in the field, and NIJ brought them all together. So I'm telling you this because Frontline was there, and there'll be a Frontline story on death investigations. NPR is going to be doing a series on that, too. So getting in the press, we love the press. Steps to getting published. So now here's the nuts and bolts. At NIJ, we have an editorial board, and your program manager goes before the editorial board and makes a pitch on why NIJ should spend time and money publishing your findings. The board vets that. There's pretty hard-hitting questions, and we want to make sure we're doing the right thing and we're getting the message shaped in the right way and we're doing the right kind of product for the right kind of audience. The editorial board then makes a recommendation to NIJ's director, and the director approves or disapproves. Makes comments. If the idea is approved, we start working on a manuscript or if it's a training product, it might be a video script or something like that. But the manuscript, getting the manuscript approved, many of you maybe know this, is the hardest part. It goes around and around and around many times until we get it really, really perfect. You might have to go through 3-6 drafts, something like that, before it actually gets to NIJ. And then once it gets to NIJ, there's a number of reviews that happen there as well. And then it comes back to you for more reviews and revisions. And then the manuscript goes through a review process NIJ has a science advisor who looks at everything for the director. And then the director looks at it, and then it's approved. And there usually are some comments to it, and then it comes back to you for more revisions. But eventually you have a manuscript that's final and approved and ready to go into what we call a laser. It used to be called galley pages in the old days. And getting the laser approved is a lot easier because the words are already okay. So we're just now we put it into a layout, and it looks really great. And it makes a big difference whether you use color and how your charts look when it's in laser. Once the laser is approved, again, through the NIJ director, it then has a very routinized process for clearing through the department. It goes to the Assistant Attorney General, and you don't really even want to know all the steps that it goes through to get cleared. But finally, it's released, and you're published at the Department of Justice. Here's a couple of ideas. A lot of researchers have a problem talking to a layperson, so I just have a couple of ideas out here to help you kind of get outside the academic thing and think about how to make your idea stick. This book by Chip and Dan Heath is really good. How to Get Your Point Across in 30 Seconds by Milo Frank is pretty old-fashioned. I think it was written in the late 60s, but it's still a classic. A Whole New Mind by Daniel Pink is about, it's about the mind map and how different parts of your mind get different ideas from and how you can use them in different ways. And, of course, Malcolm Gladwell's Tipping Point is a classic. Everybody should be reading that. The question was about publishing software. Have we ever published software? I'm feeling like some of our training work has been software-based, yeah. CrimeStat. Oh, that's right. That's a mapping software. That was funded by the Department of Justice, right. Right. Also, we're doing a telephone app for this investigation guide is being updated, and instead of doing just a print version of it, we're putting it on a telephone, you know, on an app. So that's kind of cool, too.
Thank you all.
Okay, I think we're done. Thank you.